This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shut up.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Shut up.
You guys shut up.
Will you shut
hey,
up?
Hey, shut up. Why don't you take your butt out of here? Yeah.
Girl, you something else.
Spit on that thing.
I am. Who do you think you are? I am.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Are you out of your mind?
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for The Club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
All right, nice to have you along, Tuesday Club. We had this idea on Monday because things are just starting to pile up in the notes.
We're widening out there in the streets.
Yeah, you were talking about how you saw some stuff the other day. I saw some stuff the other day. There was a tweet that went to somewhat viral of something that happened at the airport. Yeah. I saw a bumper sticker I wanted to tell you about. So I thought of a segment called Seen and Heard in Portland.
Yeah.
And I talked to Dusty earlier today about maybe creating an email where you guys can just send over your stories from what you're seeing out there. Because the text line's probably a little too short form.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's hard to, like, it goes away after 24 hours, so you send us something there, and we can't hold on to it like we would.
Yeah, and I can't sift through all of them.
Right, right.
So, yeah, we're going to get that going, and we're going to make this recurring.
I like it.
But the bumper sticker I saw, and this is just such a Portland bumper sticker, and it kind of pisses me off.
Rob's had enough. He says, no, no.
I was behind a white Honda CR-V.
Okay. Very sensible SUV.
And if this is you, if you're listening, I doubt this person is a listener to our program.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is you, dude, take that thing off of there.
You're saying do better.
It says, I love to squander my potential in Portland, Oregon. So stupid.
What a weird self-own.
Totally. I think that says everything I need to know about you. That's dumb. And you know what the one that was right next to it? You know what it said?
Yeah.
You want to guess?
What? I have no idea.
I'd rather be birding.
Well, who wouldn't rather be birding?
I mean, now, you might as well just write, I'm a disappointment and I'm fine with it.
Yes.
Is birding just like we're bird washing?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
So I rammed him. I went all high T and rammed.
Took your Subaru and rammed it right up their tailpipe. I've talked about this. I am fascinated.
Squander my potential.
Yeah, well.
Buck's right. Why, you might as well just say I'm a total loser. But in Portland, we think that's cool.
I'm terrible by choice, God. Almost. Like, it's...
I am often staggering. I am often fascinated by, like, bumper stickers or, I don't know, graphic t-shirts. The idea that someone sees that bumper sticker and is like, yeah. Like, that's...
I've had a bee in my bonnet about this for a while, because it's... First of all, everyone driving that sees your car, they don't know you. So why do they care what's on the back there? And if you're going to tell them one thing with one bumper sticker, the choice people make with that one thing is wild.
It really is.
Like the, tell your dog I said hi.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well, we were, me and the BTJ, we were wandering around downtown on Saturday. We went and got some, or Sunday, we went and got brunch. Because of course we did. And then after brunch, we like to wander. It's like our favorite thing. And we wandered into some little clothing boutique store. And like one of the shirts, it was like a belly shirt for like a gal. And it had a cowboy hat on it. And it said, cool it, cowboy, with an exclamation point. And it was like $45. And I sat there and I was like, who? I want to see it out in the wild, because I was like, who walks in is like, oh my God, Susan?
There it is.
I've been looking for a belly shirt that says cool it cowboy, because I'm around cowboys so much and it's going to let them know you're a cowboy, cool it. And then it's got like $45, and it's the same thing with the bumper sticker. Like, you could see a bumper sticker that says I'm love to squander my potential in Portland, Oregon, and I would have the same thought. In what world is some moron going to put it on the back of their car? But someone saw that and was like, yes.
Yep. That's me.
That's me.
Total loser.
And then the birding one on top of it. Let's go.
I'd rather be birding.
God.
Like this self-deprecating joke that isn't that funny. And it's on the most expensive possession you own.
Yeah. I mean, one of them. Outside of your house,
but
right?
Outside of your house.
You know. It is fascinating to me that the message that people are putting out, especially on the bumper sticker. And also, the worse your car is, the more bumper stickers you have. But yeah, I've been saying the same thing about the Oregonian. It's like, I love guns so much. And I love Oregon, so I need people to know. Love my guns.
Yeah, I recently saw a new one. I'd seen Oregonian plenty. I had never seen washing gun.
I know.
Yeah, why is that such a thing? And is it just because Oregon is...
I'm assuming Oregonian.
Portland is so against guns.
I would think so. You got to own the libs. An Oregonian kind of flows off the tongue, maybe.
But this isn't a thing in... I mean, I'm from Kansas. Yeah. Everybody's got a gun there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, on businesses, like when you go into businesses there...
Yeah.
Got a little coat check, gun check?
Well, no, but they have the little little sticker on the door that says you can't bring your... Like, some of them won't let you bring your gun in there.
Sure.
They will just say no gun.
Yeah.
But most of the time... It's perfectly fine as long as it's concealed.
I think it's the idea of you're pressing back against the liberal Oregon.
Well, and that here there would be so many people that didn't like that you have to kind of flex it on.
Now, I have never seen a washing
gun. I've only seen it twice.
Never seen it. Then they're...
Well, I do feel like gun guy really likes... They're really proud of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's, like you said, part of it is the like lib owning thing. Yeah. Like they just really want... They know so many people are opposed to it.
Sure.
Well, and
without
firing your gun, how do people even find out you're a gun owner? Like you're not going to go shoot somebody, so you have to tell people about it if it's part of your identity.
Well, and I also think it's a little bit like weed guy, where gun guy is just over the top about guns. Like it's
my right.
It's not healthy.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's like weed guy. Like it's okay to smoke weed every now and then.
Weed guy is a lot.
But weed guy, you know, you know that guy. The guy who's just everything about his whole life is weed.
And weed will save.
That's gun guy.
Whatever you're into, whether that's like high rocks, you know, or yoga. When I always say it does heavy lifting for your personality because you don't have one. So if you don't have, believe me.
CrossFit.
I do jiu-jitsu, and trust me, man. Like, that's a thing too. Like, people become obsessed with it. It becomes part of like their moniker. So whatever hobby you have, there is going to be people that make it their life. And not all the time, but I also think that a lot of times it's because there just isn't anything else. And so you uplift it. And depending on your values, it gets weird. So some people might say that about sports. And I, by the way, I do say that about sports. Like the super fan guy, that dresses up like in, who is it, like Sea Hulk?
Yeah.
Like, or who is the fireman? Fireman Ed. Like, he makes announcements about retiring as Fireman Ed.
Darth Blazer?
Yeah.
The like, Unipiper? You're in a kilt on a unicycle with a Darth Vader helmet and bagpipes. So how many things do you need?
I think that guy is the same guy as Gun Guy. It's just that sports is a little less edgy.
So they need an identity?
Yeah, you need an identity. It's just, it's weird when you take something that should be kind of fun and sportsy, and then you make it into, I'll kill you because I really like guns. I know a guy who's a really nice guy. He wears Second Amendment, like, merchandise, like, all the time. Like, you golf with him, and you like, he has a Second Amendment hat, and I'm like, man, it's an aggressive golf hat. Like, because you go out golfing, you see someone's wearing a Nike hat, someone's wearing a, you know, a TaylorMade hat. Not him. He's got a 2A hat, and the A is two AR-15s. And it's like, ha, ha. And every time I see him wearing that, I'm like,
who's that for?
I'm like, you really love those guns, don't you? And he's like, damn right.
I think that's so weird.
But to him, it probably isn't any different than someone that's wearing a Royals hat. He's like, you really like the Royals? And you're like, yeah, but yeah. I'm not trying to, like.
I don't think the Royals are quite as polarizing, something tells me. Maybe they are. I don't know. But yeah. Jesus, man.
Someone said, saw one on Saturday, saw it twice, actually. Black rifles matter. Well, I mean.
Black rifles matter.
And that's the other one that I don't totally get. Even if it's clever and funny, like that one-liner bit is worth you putting on your car for 10 years. Yeah. Like, it's just crazy to me.
You know, it's the slice of whatever it is you need to kind of uplift. It's just some of those things are considered kind of normal society and others are fringe. I find the gun one so fringe because it's like, well, murder as opposed to sports, which seems a little, I mean, it can be pretty divisive, but I don't know. It just seems a little more easygoing. There's a guy that lifts at my gym and he wears Glock clothing, like exclusively. Like it is, my man loves Glock. And I don't know if he works for Glock. You know, Glock's the handguns. I don't know if that's where he works for, if he just really loves Glocks. But every time I see that guy, and it's not like one thing. That dude's got Glock sweats. He's got like a Glock tank top. He wears a Glock sweatshirt. And I'm like, my word.
So weird.
It's weird. Now, I do think it would be weird if I saw a guy wearing three pieces of Dallas Cowboy gear. But I wouldn't think it's Glock weird. So, and maybe to him, when he sees Dallas Cowboy guy, he's like, can't imagine someone liking the Cowboys that much. And I'm like, you say the same thing about your handguns. We all have a passion. It's just, you know, what you choose. And some things are more on the fringe than others.
Well, I have one other seen and heard in Portland, and it's actually a tweet from the great Travis Demers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
He had a tweet that...
Voice of the Portland Trailblazers?
I wouldn't say it went viral, but boy, I'm going to read it to you here on the show.
Lots to unpack.
Yeah, lots to unpack with this one. Seen and heard in Portland. We'll get to that next on The Fan. So Travis Demers is a fan...
Vet?
Veteran.
Yeah.
Veteran of The Fan.
He's a longtime fan guy.
Longtime fan guy. He has moved on to the... play-by-play booth for your Portland Trailblazers.
It's like his dream. Well, the dream job would be like the Yankees, but he always wanted to be a play-by-play guy. And, that's awesome to see him get to live that dream.
So he had a tweet the other day that, or an X, what do you call it? I don't know. It was on
it's
X.
Still a tweet.
It's a tweet. Buckley pointed it out to me, and it's really something. This is the... second installment of Seen and Heard in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no joke, there's a guy waiting at PDX holding a sign that reads, Amanda, I'm sorry I don't look like my profile pic. I'm not rich like I said online, but I can still get you a visa. By the way, I have a son. With an arrow pointed at said son, and both are holding flowers.
That can't be real.
Hashtag PDX.
That can't be real, can it?
What incentive would you have to make that up?
Yeah, Demers isn't making that up.
Oh, my God.
If I saw that on your account, I'd be like, oh, that's not real. Sook's making that up. Demers? He's not lying about that.
Is there a photo of that?
That's what everyone's lamenting, is that he did not photograph this situation.
Wow. Dude, that is...
Which I get not doing that, but yeah, everyone wants more.
I'm telling you right now...
What do you think about that?
I would wait around... at least 45 minutes. I would, like, if I was picking someone where I'm like, dude, go get yourself a Cinnabon, because I'm going to be here when this plays. Like, the morbid curiosity, I would have to see how that plays out.
Get some popcorn and settle in.
Yeah. Dude, we're going to be here for a while. It's just... And then just seeing Amanda's reaction.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Wow.
So this guy... So I assume they met online.
Yes.
And he lied.
Yeah.
Under the premise that he's rich and can get her a visa.
And doesn't have a kid.
But he... So she is actually coming to Portland.
Portland.
He's there to pick her up. He knows exactly what's going to happen when she sees his fat, poor ass.
Well, but here's the thing. The only way she would know it's him is by the sign, because he doesn't look like the...
That's right.
So he's using a fake picture.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why he has to have the sign.
Because he doesn't want to just come up to her looking like a total stranger and be like, hey, I'm that guy from online. And she's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he says, but I can get you a visa.
Wow.
You know, by the way, I have a kid.
Wow.
Kind of cute,
and we
right?
have flowers.
He brought you... Like, how do you think you're going to get away with that, my dude?
I don't know. But, I mean... I don't know how people...
She flies all the way here.
I guess.
Maybe she's like, all right,
I think it's the idea of, like, you've already come this way, and the end game was a visa anyway, so, you know, maybe.
This can still work out for us, right? Right?
Well, I've had it before. I mean, back in my single days, I had it before where I would show up on you'd meet someone on Bumble or Hinge or whatever the hell, you know, people are doing, and you would show up, and it certainly wasn't the person, and I always wondered that, because whenever you would talk to someone, I would always say, just so you know, like, that is me. Like, I took that picture. I never wanted to use a picture that was, like, years old. It was like, dude, this is like, me right now. Just so there's no... Because we all have that picture. Like, maybe that day at the river, and you were in shape, or you just got done having the flu, so you had lost 10 pounds.
The lighting's perfect. It's the golden hour to barbecue. You're looking great.
You're like,
hair
no.
Day.
Like, look, this is what you're getting. And I've had that more than one or, I mean, it's happened a handful of times. Where you show up and then you hear, like, Jason, and you're like, huh? Like, do I know you? And they're like, it's me. And you look at him and you're like,
are you sure?
Like, nah. Nah. I mean, you're talking like 10 years ago and like 40 pounds. And you're like, duh, cut, what? And I always wondered, to that person, they knew going in what the reaction's going to be, and yet they still show up.
I think it's clinging to a hope that it's close enough to what they used to be that it's still going to work for the person that's there, but boy, there's some bad judgment involved.
Yeah, dude, and it's awkward because you don't want to be like the rudest person in the world, because it's not like I'm Brad Pitt.
You're not hot like I thought you were.
Yeah, you're like, I'm out of here. But you're like, instantly you're like, well, this is dumb, and so you're like, I don't want to lead anyone on, but you don't want to be rude, but you're like, at the same time, I'm never going to talk to you again. Appreciate the lies and for wasting my time. Here's your cup of coffee and please never call me again. But it happens, man. People do it. Both sides.
A couple texts. Here's what's suspicious to me. The name Amanda is really American. So who's named Amanda coming here to get a visa? She's trying to get to a visa to get from Portland to Baltimore?
Well, again, my mom came over from Sweden and her name is Bool. When you come over, you don't use Bool. Yeah. She went with Charlotte. So that happens.
Char.
Yeah, Char.
Also, apparently Amanda is very popular in Brazil.
Oh,
it's probably
so
Amanda.
Deal says, I don't think Travis is making this up, but that could be a husband's joke, like, congrats on getting out of rehab.
That's always fun.
Somebody else says this is a bit. There are several viral videos doing the airport arrival thing.
So it's not real. It
it's
is
just
a bit.
Like they're doing it for comedy and social media?
Yeah, maybe. Or just doing it to make their partner laugh when they get off the plane or something.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't think that would go over particularly well. I don't know.
My wife would just eye roll.
I think I'd get punched.
I am a giant eye roll to my wife.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
All things.
Yeah. I usually get some sort of...
She's like, dude, you're...
I still get the reaction.
She's like, I love you, but... Yeah. I asked her if I was funny the other day. She was like, I don't know, sometimes. Like, thanks, babe.
I have a recurring bit that I do, but I don't think I can say it on the air. I'll have to tell you off the air. I don't think it would go over well.
So that's seen and heard in Portland. We'll keep bringing that to you from time to time as we get more things out there. I saw one other thing over the weekend.
And by the way, if you get them, you got to send them our way.
Well, what I'm trying to do is come up with an email address that I can put out there so you can send them to that. But until I get that done, which will probably take 6 months, knowing Odyssey,
yeah.
You can text them in. I don't know.
You can find me on you can find us on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter, but you can.
I'm on Twitter. Yeah. If you go to Souk 1080, although now it probably needs to become Souk 105, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you screwed that up, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. Souk 1080 on Twitter. By the way, someone is sending me all of the penis potholes. And
are there a bunch of them?
Yeah, there's a lot more
there's
now.
There's a handful of them. They're pretty good. I mean, yeah. Yeah, someone took the time.
There's another one.
Yeah, look. Someone made it a penis car.
Yeah.
The top one.
There was another one.
So unfortunately, the city told people to not draw penises, and in a shocking development, people are now going to be drawing penises on potholes.
So there was another one I saw on Sunday, and this was a weird one. I was like downtown 5th and, I don't know, just down, right downtown, west side downtown.
Yeah.
And we pull up to an intersection, and there is a guy parked, well, he's not parked, but he's stopped his car right in the middle of the intersection, kind of cattywampus.
Sure.
Two people, middle-aged people, man and a woman, in the street, and stuff, their stuff is strewn about all over the place.
Okay.
She's wearing a mask, so I can't really tell, but she seems really pissed. Mm-hmm. The guy is wandering over to the sidewalk on his phone. We're like, what is going on? And we're having to turn, so we're like, get out of the way. Like, what is happening? So we clearly came upon this a little too late.
Sure.
To know what was up. But then the guy that's in the car, mid-size SUV, gets out of the car, and his face is fully bloodied.
Ooh.
He gets out of the car and goes to the other sidewalk and pulls out his phone. That's all I saw before driving off in a hurry.
Yeah, you didn't want
to. I had my olds in the car. I don't want my olds seeing that.
You don't want to be traumatized. Boy, again, something like that, I feel like I have to stick around and see the conclusion.
Yeah, I don't know what was up. The only thing I can guess is that he had to hit the brakes so hard that he hit his head and bloodied his head because they wouldn't get out of the way or something. I don't know.
Huh.
Because I didn't see them hit him. Maybe he got punched through his window and bloodied.
Huh.
I don't know. But the woman was stomping around like she was on drugs and like, dude,
time to go.
Yes.
Time to go.
I was like, hey guys, look right over there.
Roll them up.
It's Nike.
Let's go.
Whatever it was. I don't know what store was there. I was like, look at that.
Look over there. Yeah, there definitely is that fine line between sticking around and finding out what happens. And I don't need to be in this auto parts store right now. So
I am out of there. Stuff like that happens. You cannot get me out of there fast enough. I want no part of this.
Your curiosity will never win out.
Yeah. I had that once where I walked into a convenience store to buy an energy drink, and I thought the place was getting robbed. I didn't know what was going on. I just turned around and left. I walked in, and like the cashier was looking at me, and the guy was looking, and his hands were in his pocket. And I was like, you know what? To this day, I don't know what was happening, but I took one step in and was like, nope, turned right around, and there was a quick scoot to the car and got the hell out.
This isn't where I parked my car. I'll leave.
Yeah, and thanks for coming. I am with you. There is definitely those situations where you're like, nope, not for me.
Yeah. Not
time
today.
Time to go.
I'm just trying to get a Gatorade.
Yes. That's all I wanted was a beverage. And I'm assuming that nothing, because I didn't read about anything in the news or whatever. But I just, in that brief moment, I'm a big believer. I tell my kids this. If every fiber of your soul is telling you to run, just run. What's the worst that happens? I can go to that mini mart. There's a lot of mini marts around. At AMP, I'm like two blocks down. I don't need to be in that.
You
can
feel dumb for 10 seconds to just make sure you're safe.
Never understood that. People are like, well, I didn't want to like make anyone uncomfortable. So you made yourself uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable in a situation, get the hell out. That is nature's way of telling you that you're the gazelle and something's in the tall grass and you shouldn't be there right now.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Exactly. You know what? We're going to skedaddle.
You know the word skedaddle? I mean skedaddle.
Yes, and I skedaddled. And worse is, like, if nothing happened, those two guys were like, dude, why'd that big guy run like that?
Somebody
I don't know.
Skedaddle.
But he skedaddled. Yeah. I have a story to tell.
All right. Up next, this is something we didn't get to last night. When the emergency slide is deployed, is it Thunderdome or is there etiquette? That's next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the video of the plane in Denver.
Oh yeah, started a whole debate, and the industry had to talk about it.
What?
Yeah, like industry experts about the slide etiquette.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I was
watching the video of it, and it's so there's a plane on the tarmac at the Denver airport, and it catches fire underneath, and so they have to deploy the emergency slide.
Yeah.
And the plane stand, you know, obviously just sitting there, and so everybody has to come flying out on the slide.
Oh yeah, they're all standing out there on the wing waiting for their turn.
I got to tell you, that is one giant human experiment.
Yeah,
because you see who everyone is at their core.
Yes,
because you get everything from a phone guy who films it to calm guy to panicked dad.
Whole thing.
Eat it, lady. Dude, there is one lady.
I'm in such a hurry that I'm going to hurt myself in my evacuation.
Oh, my God. There is a lady who rolls off of that thing like a freaking bowling ball.
My favorite is
and this guy just walks right by her, like, running off, like, all freaked out. Like, do you not try to help the woman?
No, man. There's one bro that's got his kid.
That's the guy I just watched.
He's got his kid, like, wrapped up in one hand, and he's carrying all of their bags.
Yeah, just drop the bags, man.
And this is why a bunch of industry experts, some airlines and, who is it, the Federal Aviation, they came out and they all started posting it. They're saying, do not bring your damn bags. They're like seconds matter in this, and they could hurt someone. They're like, God forbid something on your bag could rip a hole in the airplane slide. They're like, you cannot. There's a reason why they tell you don't bring your bags. And you got people that are like, yeah, I know this plane is on fire, but damn it, there's an iPad in here. I got to bring this with me.
Yeah, what if everything ends up being okay and I'm inconvenienced having to come back to the airport and get my roller?
Yeah, it's all fun and games until something in your thing rips a hole in the slide. Now everyone behind you is like, cool, thanks.
Look, I don't know. You say this all the time. It's like, if we get in that situation, I just don't know how I'm going to react. But I would think that I would stop and help the lady who's freaking tumbling down the runway. God. And then who's worse, that guy that runs right by her or the guy that goes down the slide and instantly pulls out his phone and starts doing, I don't know what he's doing. He looks like he's doing a video or a selfie.
He's got things to do, man. You guys got to take a selfie on the airplane. Hey, this is for the gram. This may be your one chance to go viral. Are you kidding me? I just love that everyone brought their bags. Everyone. Seriously, smoke filling the cockpit. They're like, the plane's on fire. They're like, dude, get the hell off. And everyone's first thought is, got to get my carry-on.
Even the dude with like the 4-year-old who's hard to carry, he's falling over because he's trying to hold
still
both. Like,
bag.
Just leave the bag, man.
I'm not going to lie.
You're taking the bag, aren't you?
I think
I'd go try to get my bag.
Son of a bitch.
You're like, well, it's right above me. I can make it. It's not going to cost me an extra time. We'll be okay.
Yeah, it's not going to...
According to industry experts, Rob, seconds can kill. So
it's a nice hat I have in there.
Imagine someone behind you dies of smoke inhalation or, God forbid, catches on fire because you took 8 seconds to get your damn bag out of the overhead. I'll tell you right now.
I'd feel terrible.
I'm going to be honest with you. And this is going to sound terrible, but it's true. If the airplane is literally on fire and the smoke is filling the cabin, okay? And I'm like, and this is not like, hey, take it. Like, it is, we are on fire. And you are in front of me. And you go to open the overhead bin. One thing and one thing only is happening. And that is you are going down, brother. You are getting Hulk Hogan. The big boot is coming out. And as you go down, I am stepping on your body as I go over. And then afterwards, you can get up and deal with your bag. I would not have it in me. And I don't care who that is, unless it was a little kid. The little kid I would pick up and we're going with me.
By the way, the little kids?
Yeah.
They did great.
The little kids are the best ones.
Yeah.
They're calm. They go down the slide properly. They pop up and run off.
Yes. But can you imagine, like, I'm not kidding when I tell you, my level of anger, and I think this is why they're saying, me and my kids are 4 or 5 rows from the exit, and smoke is filling the cabin. I can see flames. And literally someone is effing around.
They're like struggling with their overhead roller.
Uh-huh. Dude, I'm not, the front kick that I would unleash would be so brutal. If it was on tape, it would be shocking the level of violence. I would feel perfectly justified.
What if I then Jeff Van Gundy you and don't let you get off the plane?
Isaac explains to you he's not sure if he can get that Jack White hat again because they stopped making it.
Hey, man.
This is why you cannot get your bag. And every one of these idiots, and it's one thing, like, here's my thing. If you've got your bag, like, under your seat, like your backpack, there are people walking out of there with rollers and jumping down, which means, again, you went into the overhead while the plane was on fire to get that. F you. You are saying that someone's life behind you is not as valuable as your Jack White hat. You're not, no, we're not doing that.
Sure as hell are doing it.
Extreme measures.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm assaulting the person the way Sook is, but as soon as I see them reach, I'm just yelling, go, now, go, go, keep going. But keep going, now, push, forward, go. And that's it.
Because I'm afraid, like you said, I don't know how everyone reacts, but I do know that in times of, when it's time to go, I feel like my launch code gets punched, and it is indeed time to go. And at that point, we're in a straight line. All I know is I have to get out of this airplane. Because I've had it, like, I've had to save my kid. I've said a couple times I've had to jump into the water to save someone from drowning. And it isn't a thought process. It's just I've got to get here to there.
It's a reaction.
It's a reaction. I have to go as fast, and I get very reactionary in these sorts of situations. I've had a situation where a homeless guy charged me. And again, it was very reactionary. Didn't go well for the homeless guy. I didn't think about it. It just goes. And so in that situation, I just think all bets are off. You have to get off the airplane. And I know myself. It would be a full-on panic. We are getting off this. And by God, someone better not get in my way.
All right. Well, hopefully that...
Sorry about the hat.
Oh, no, I'm getting my hat.
I told you, you dumb bitch. Someone said I could see Rob sliding down the chute with his golf clubs. Got my clubs.
Hey, those are, yeah.
Hey, they're lefty clubs. They're 100 fine.
I got a tee time.
Rob, don't you dare turn that plane around.
I left my 60 degree.
Can you get Uber on the tarmac?
Well, remember that one lady that got off the plane and she got hit by the damn ambulance, the fire truck?
That was two.
Yeah.
Two. It was in that San Francisco.
That's the worst thing situation. That's ever. Yeah.
I thought they were like college kids or something.
Yeah.
There was also an Uber Eats driver recently who accidentally drove onto the tarmac at O'Hare, and like they didn't know why this Uber driver was just driving around runways.
What?
Yeah. Like an Uber Eats driver was driving around the runways at O'Hare.
They couldn't figure out. They were like, how did I end up
here? And they're like, I don't even know how I got here. The person was as confused as everybody else.
All right. Got one more story for you. And it involves the Vatican.
Mm.
Yeah. They're doing something. Look, they're kind of desperate at the Vatican.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mm. Declining attendance. When I was there, there was a lot of people. Although the Pope just died.
Yeah, they're hosting. They're hosting something coming up. I wonder if you're going to be interested in this.
All right.
So that'll be next here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And for our final presentation of the evening, let's talk about what's going on at the Vatican. You know the Vatican. You were just there.
I was. Helped open it up. What's up, Rose? You go to get Rose on the tour. She's wonderful.
Well, I've been to the Vatican, and I can assure you that I probably will never be back. Not that it's awful. It's just, you know, whatever. Yeah. See it once.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm good.
That's probably me as well.
But, yeah, they're going to host a Hot Priests Influencers Night.
What?
Come again?
Hot Priests.
Wait.
The Vatican's sponsoring this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, because they want hot priests who spread the word of God to younger faithful because their numbers are slumping. So they're going for the hotties.
But the hot...
And they profile a couple of the hot priests on here.
Wait, aren't you just setting this up for the hot priests that you do have to not be priests anymore because they're sleeping with people?
Oh.
Well, I'm guessing that for some, the idea of getting a priest to break his vow would be like a huge...
Almost like a bucket list type thing?
Yeah. Like corrupting... it's like the idea of corrupting the sweet and innocent. I think, boy, that's a terrible idea, Vatican.
Yeah, it says the Vatican is set to host influencers and missionaries to discuss spreading the church's message through social media and is looking for help for some hot priests who are turning heads with their bountiful internet followings. Over 1,000 priests and friars will flock to Rome on Monday to advance efforts to reach the younger generation of would-be worshipers as congregations decline.
Yeah. Well, they are saying the people are becoming less religious, or maybe more spiritual, less religious.
One of them is Father Giuseppe Fasari, a bodybuilding silver fox from Italy.
Giuseppe.
He has more than 60,000 Instagram followers, some of whom are thirsty for more than just communion wine, if you know what I mean.
Is he like gearing down in these? Can you, like, if you're a priest, can you shirtless pose?
He's just a handsome fella. Even this one, you see, there he is there.
He's just wearing the collar and nothing else.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a handsome fella.
Yeah.
How about this guy here? This is
Father
Cosimo Sheena.
Thirst trap priest, huh?
There's that guy there.
Yeah. Can you do this with nuns, too? Like hotnuns.com? Because, I think that's very awkward.
Here's a strikingly handsome man of God there. See, look at that man there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that'll get the youngs over to you, to the Vatican, won't it?
Really? I mean, I
don't know. Look, they're desperate.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think that's what the Catholic Church needs is more money. they hurting? Like, everyone says, like the Mormon Church, their population is declining. And I think they're doing okay. They're worth, $1 trillion. Wait till we start taxing churches. There we go.
Father Ambrosio Mazza will be there.
What a name.
He's a 34-year-old guitar-playing, bike-riding poet
who has
460,000 followers on the gram.
Are they trying to make being a priest cool? Do they need more followers, or do they need more people that want to not have sex and
be priests? He sounds like the edgy indie priest.
Is there such a thing as an edgy priest?
I don't know. He's a poet.
Yeah, he shares tons of selfies and snaps of himself conducting his priestly duties.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess... How does one decide they want to become a priest? At what, is that like one of those breaking Amish things where like you go at 14 and you like explore the world, and if it's not for you, then you come back and decide to be a priest?
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because priests, we haven't changed. Like, they have to take celibacy, right? Like, priests can't have sex?
Well, I think so.
Can't have families? None of that?
That's always been my understanding.
That's what I thought, right? No women, no
families.
That's also
my understanding.
So no wife, no kids, no loving, no...
Unless you're a Thai monk.
Yeah.
See that story?
I did. We talked about that.
Were you here?
Yeah.
I thought you were gone.
No, that lady was a genius.
Yeah.
Or a criminal. Well, maybe a bit of both. Interesting. I will not be going to the Vatican for the hot priest conference. That seems strange. Although, if I was at the Vatican and they had like a hot priest lineup, I'd go check it out. I mean, like, when I was there roaming the grounds and there was like, hey, over in the West Wing there, they got the beefcake priest lineup, I'd have to go take a look. Well, let's go see what this is about. Well, the curiosity.
Well, yeah, it's way better than the old white guys with sensible glasses from 1985.
I did enjoy while we were there because all of the different priests were coming in from all over the world. I did enjoy seeing all the different outfits.
Would they dare do the same thing with nuns, or does that just bring in too many creepers?
Yeah, you're not doing that with the nuns.
I mean...
Sounds like a pretty sexist Vatican.
It is. Yeah. You can't do it with the nuns.
I mean...
Again, hotnuns.com. By the way, I think that's a real thing. I just don't think they're real nuns. I'm guessing that's a... Remember I said the whole corrupting the innocent thing? I guarantee that the nun thing... Whatever tube site you're on...
Nuns?
I'm pretty sure if you Google nuns, that's a... Yeah, holy nun. I'm pretty sure that's the thing. Holynuns.com. How many holies?
I don't think there are any hot nuns.
I don't know. I bet you there's a hot nun.
There's at least one.
Well, he said hot nuns.
I don't know, man.
There's one.
There's two.
Yeah, has there ever been like a hot girl that decides, you know what?
If you're looking for a hot.
Yeah, you don't go to the nunneries.
Is there a worse place to go?
No.
You know?
I'm trying to think if there would... No.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
Maybe eating contest? I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
We've devolved. You bitches have a great night.
See what I can do.
All right. I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
Well, you have a great night, too. I don't wish a bad night upon you. Bye,
Mets,
bitch.
I got Mets Padres again. Last night was great.
Everybody have a wonderful night. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7, here on The Fan. Good night.
You freaking bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.